right. Hello, Bruno. How are you doing today?
Yes, hello, Paige. I'm fine.
Excellent. So, Bruno, would you mind, as we're getting started here, for our listeners tuning in, would you mind sharing a little bit about who you are and about your background?
Yes, of course. My name is Bruno Ink. I'm located in Germany and working since 1996 at Status Pro Machine Diagnostics in the northwest of Germany. And before that, I studied machinery engineering. And I do service works at Status Pro, and then do trainings for the diagnostics. And over the years, I'm now 25 years there. And so I go raise up to the MD of the company Status Pro. So we are two partners for MD, and I'm one of them.
That is excellent. Well, we're super excited to talk with you, Bruno, today, and get to know you a little bit better. So I think today we're going to be focusing on a specific case that you have, a blower of a thermal afterburning process in refinery. So I guess to get us started, what made you pick that topic?
Yes, it was a very interesting case, I thought, to show also to other users if they are searching for problems like that. And it was, the interesting thing was, in my opinion, it was a very new machinery, and nobody could accept or could have a clue that there is a problem. So the condition monitoring was installed there for transducers, for the motor, and the blower. It's a very rigid blower, it's a very stable one. It's for afterburning thing in the refinery, and it's very rigid concrete ground floor, so it's not mounted on a steel rack or something. And so it was decided by the plant, they have a critical equipment, and they make condition monitoring. And the first thing we saw there was a vibration of 17 millimeters per second. So that was not wanted, I will say. So I think it's interesting to see, maybe for other users, what was the reason and how did we find out.
Exactly. Well, you've read my mind, Bruno. So how extensive was that journey to get to that result, to solving the problem? What was that like?
Okay. Yes, we took a spectrum, as normally everybody does for vibration monitoring. Also, a time signal was taken, and we saw this very huge vibration of 70 millimeters. We expected 2.5 millimeters or something. On this size of machine and on this how it was built. And then we saw it was a very high reading, and we looked into the data and we saw very high bursts in the time signal. So the spectrum, there was a peak 3.06 or 03 times the rotating speed. So that was not to explain for nobody. But in the time signal, there were bursts over the time with the high peaks. And if we change the speed, that was very interesting, then the burst change. It was sometimes going over 20 rounds or more of the machine. And it was changing rapidly by changing the speed. So there was an idea we have a resonance or something like that. So I thought it was a very strange error, but at the end we could see in the software there is another tool we call it circular plot. Then we saw there is something changing in the torsion of the machine set, I will say, and it shows sometimes 5 peaks for one round, sometimes 6. So there must be something very critical in the machine. And we come back to analyzing the time signal, and then we saw it was in the minus side, it was partly minus 60 meter per square second, so 6G, and in the plus side it was only 2G acceleration. so the question was why, and so we, depending on the circular plot, we thought that it should be something talking about the shaft, so that something is wrong with the, we have a resonance of the, on the shaft or something like that. So that was extensive work normally to have, but by using the circular plot, it was very easy to see that something is changing on a speed change of 40 rounds per minute. We have a change of 3 spikes per revolution to changing to 6 spikes per revolution. So we have an idea that was something with rotational torsion. And it was, in the end of the day, it was only 2 hours to find this error and the kind of movement we have there by using the tools of the SPM-HD method in this special case.
There you go. That'll do it. So then I know, Bruno, from our conversations with you, so you work closely with SPM, correct?
Yes, we are a distributor in Germany. And we work, I think it's now 25 years working together. And we use over the years, the software is called Codemaster Ruby. And this is also sold in many, many plants in Germany and used there as a condition monitoring tool. And there is a very good relationship between development and service department. So all the things are needed on a condition monitoring system is more or less developed with ideas from the field, and the engineers set it up or find right ways to make this ideas programmed.
Sure, that's fantastic, and what a great partnership that sounds like. And for you to be able to solve a problem like that so quickly, that's really great. So then, from this experience, Bruno, what would you recommend for someone, you know, regarding expensive condition monitoring or reliability machinery tools in an industrial environment? What would you recommend to them?
Okay. Yes, that's a very good question, because we saw in this case, what would happen if the customer has no condition monitoring system or no vibration monitoring, if he's using nothing like we see today on some places. So that would mean the machine will accelerate to very high accelerations, and also with a very high velocity with 70 millimeters per second. And if you don't use a condition monitoring system on critical machinery like this, you will not be able to find there is any problem. So you will not see the machine, because all was rigid, as I explained before, so there was no way to bring the vibration to a steel tube or something else, so that you can imagine, oh, there's something vibrating. So it was very stable, but it was a strong vibration which comes from out the machine. And if you don't use condition monitoring on critical machinery like this, you will not see this problem. So in this case, well, the first step was to detect the error, then to analyze it, and also it was, in the end of the day, it comes to the point that the supplier recalculates all the shafts and all the dimensions, and then they found out that there was a wrong coupling mounted. The right one was calculated, that was correct, as we understood after, but it was the wrong type ordered and mounted. So you cannot see on the machine that there is something wrong, especially in a new one. If you ask, do you have a problem with the shaft, everybody will say, no, everything is new, everything is all right, as you understand what I mean. And in this case, you could find the error, analyze it directly, and you avoid a very, very expensive problem, or a very expensive failure, we can say. So it was on two machines working this problem, and you could avoid both problems on these both new machines. So I think it's a good recommendation to use minimum vibration measurement. If you have a good way, maybe you can have vibration analysts, spectrums, time signal is very worthful. And also, if you combine the time signal with the circular plot, so you have a kind of polar diagram, you can use it very good for analyzing the errors. So that's my recommendation, to go for a plant for a condition monitoring system in many, many cases for critical machinery. So this pays very fast off, I think.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic, Bruno. So before we wrap things up here for today, is there anything else that you'd like to share or add?
Yes, I think you can add the pictures and maybe the analyzing tools. And I think we can conclude that new machines also are not in every case free of design errors. We can say that more complicated systems, as we will say complicated, will find very easy the errors. In the opposite, easier evaluation systems make it complicated to find that errors like this. So I think it's many, many cases, it's worth to have a high quality vibration monitoring system. And on the end of the day, we used TSA measurements, for example, and I think on every machine, everybody should have minimum one time synchronous averaging measurement set up, because you see errors like this very easy in a TSA measurement. If we don't use it, I'm not sure if we find the error that fast. Yes, and maybe finally, it's also the job of Mobius. I think you are doing very well work. The training and all the different kind of cases and ideas of errors and failures, it's very good to have support by companies like Mobius or also SPM creating references or showcases. That's very good for everybody to make machine health growing or make it better in the world. So that's my last sentence, maybe.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Bruno, for your time today. It was awesome getting to know a little bit more about this case and about you. And hopefully we can sit down and chat more again about other experiences that you've had in the future that may be able to help more folks too.
Yes, you're welcome. Of course, if some new cases come up, then we will inform you, of course.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Well, thank you, Bruno. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.